Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning, it's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Good morning, everybody. We worship His holy name, and that name is Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. Apostle Robin would be simpler. But praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God is good. No matter where you are in this world, we thank you so much for joining us. God will never change. God will never leave you, as our motto. God will never leave you. Let me open up with prayer before we go on this morning. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory, honor. It's all about you. Lord, whether there be 1 or 10 million listening, Lord, touch their lives, touch their hearts, reveal to them of your love that never leaves us, that never forsakes us. Praise you, Father. Thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, and you are faithful. Thank you, Holy Jehovah. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ. If you want to, you can see the information there online of our website, familychurchofjesuschrist.com, or contact us at the Family Church of Jesus Christ at gmail.com. You can also text us, call us there at the office, 918-381-0254. We would love to come and share God's goodness, of God's love that never will fail you. Contact us and we will talk and share about coming to your ministry, your church, your event, whatever God may lead you. But thank you again for joining us. We have a special word today from the Lord, which is always special. I want you to remember that God will never leave you. His promises are true. You can rely on Jehovah God. He is a spirit. We must worship Him in spirit and truth. But you know, God says in His word to remind Him of His word. And so first we're going to turn, before we go to our main text, we're going to go to Isaiah 43, 25 and 26. That's the book of Isaiah. It's in the Old Testament after Psalms. after Song of Solomon, Isaiah 43:25-26, I will read, and this is God talking. I, even I, am he, transgressions for my own sake, for his name's sake, and will not remember your sins. 26, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. There God is saying, I, even I, will wipe out your sins, and I will not remember them. Put me in remembrance of my words, and that we would be justified by his promise. Remind God. Talk to him. I like chapter 44, verse 3. Chapter 44, verse 3 of Isaiah. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. God pours his anointing on you. Oh, hallelujah. Just remember, God will never leave you. Put him in remembrance of his precious word. He loves when you exalt him with his word. So we're going to turn quickly to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9. Have we been teaching here and there the past couple weeks on Nehemiah? He is known as the builder of Jerusalem, the rebuilder. Let God rebuild your life according to his plan. Nehemiah chapter 9, and that is after the book of Ezra, after 2 Chronicles, Nehemiah chapter 9. And I'm going to start around verse 6, and you can read this whole chapter. Nehemiah is putting God in remembrance of everything that he did and worshiping him. Nehemiah says, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. He's saying, you are the only God. Thou hast made the heavens of heavens, with all their hosts, all the angels, all the glory, all the earth, the things that are therein, the seas that are therein, and thou preservest them all. And the host of heaven worships you. Hallelujah. Nehemiah is pleading his case here. But first, he is remembering God's words and what he has done and what he is doing. In verse 7, we're in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7. Thou art the Lord thy God, who didst chose Abram and brought him forth out of the Chaldees, and gave him a new name of Abraham. And verse 8, and found his heart faithful before thee, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites. And it goes on and on, reminding him of his word. And he said, and so to give it, I say, to his seed, and thou hast performed thy words, for thou righteous. God, you are righteous. You are faithful. Hallelujah. In verse 11, and thou didst divide the sea so that they would went through the midst of the sea on dry land. God will help you go through the deep waters on dry land. He will separate everything if you focus on him. God will never leave you, everyone. God loves you. In verse 11 here, chapter 9 in Nehemiah, it goes on and says that they crossed on dry land, and the persecutors, the enemy of your life, the big giants, thou throwest them into the deep. God threw the enemy into the deep of the sea as a stone into the mighty waters. Have you ever thrown a stone, a rock, out into the waters and it just goes quickly down into the deep? That's what God, enemy of the children of Israel, and that's what God will do for you today. Put him in remembrance of his word. Put him in remembrance of his word that he promises us. Give him glory for his word. As it says there in verse 11, as a stone into the mighty waters, that's the way God will just dissolve all of your problems if you trust in him and walk on through. There are conditions, the particle if. You must do your part for the Father and remind him of his promises. But you know, in verse 16, after God did all of that, he came down and gave them the his righteous laws, his good statutes, his commandments. But still in 16, it says, but they, our fathers, proudly and hardened their necks and listened not to your commandments. Don't harden your heart. The Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide you in that perfect plan that God has. But it's your choice. It's your choice to choose the world system or God's system. It's foolishness unto the world, but God's plans are righteous and faithful. And it goes on. It's so beautiful. It goes on and says in verse, 17, it says, but thou art a God ready to pardon. Even though what the children were doing, even if you mess up everyone, God will pardon you. He is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of great kindness and forsook them not. He didn't forsake them. He still has not forsaken Israel. We are grafted in through Jesus Christ. We are the seed of Abraham. He has not forsaken you. It says there in verse 17 again of chapter 9, Nehemiah, but thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your great kindness to us. Just say that right now. Just move on what you think has been failures. Move on. Get up. Go through the dry land and see that God, as a stone in mighty waters, will dissolve the enemy for you. In verse 19, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsook them not in the wilderness. He gave them a pillar of the cloud during the day to cover them from that heat in the desert of the wilderness. He gave them fire at night to keep them warm and give them light to see the way that they should go. God will provide everything. Put him in remembrance of his word. We just thank you, Lord. Even in verse 21, it says, yet 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old. Their clothes didn't even wear out in 40 years. Neither did their feet swell. They had everything. They lacked nothing. I want to jump over to verse 31. And we're going to end. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst utterly not consume them, nor forsook them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Hallelujah. God will never leave you. I want to encourage you today. Put him in remembrance of his word, as Isaiah 43:25-26 states. He loves you. He is I am. Everything that you need in Jesus we pray. Here we go. Let's pray and close this morning. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Father, for blessing the people and your word. Thank you, God, for being with us always. As we know that you are merciful, you are gracious, you are awesome, kind God. Lord, we receive your love today and your plan in Jesus' name. Well, until next time, next week on Monday, this is Apostle Robin saying God will never leave you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship your holy name.